kick it off. And again, Liberty has, as both these teams here do tonight, a lot of two-way players. Eagles will spot it in the middle of the 40-yard line. And, hey, we want to, again, thank some of our sponsors we've got. Of course, our pregame sponsor is USA Mortgage. Also, in-game sponsors, Ozark Healthcare, Monty's Outdoors, Dave's Auto Service, Simmons Bank, Casey's Tree Service. Kick is up. It's angling to the far side. It's that dead area, and it's going to be picked up at the 24-yard line. Again, breaking some tackles and picking up about seven more yards across the 35 to the 36. Video presenting sponsors, Missouri Home Realty, along with St. Francis Hospital. Scoreboard sponsors, Mountain View Lumber, and also a big thank you to Able Insurance on the video stream side. First and 10 for the Wildcats. Miller, Bailey, Ford, Deal, Rousseau. We haven't seen Kisner. Now, he made a defensive play, but offensively, we've not seen him do much. Out of the shotgun, fakes the handoff, tosses it in the middle of the field, and it is incomplete. Right there on top of it, Kyle Roberts.
They see the slant. They missed it two or three times in that first half. They open the second half going right at it.
Liberty's given up the middle of the field to attack the line of scrimmage to protect it from Bailey. That is the hole right there. So now, any report on Gavin?
I have not heard anything.
So Pendergraft moves into the safety spot. Snap, another slant caught. And again, they're going after Kyle Roberts. Catch is made, but Kyle is right there to make the stop. And that's going to bring up third and a short three. Ball will be on the far hash at the 43-yard line.
That's Rousseau again. Three catches. That one went for eight.
He's quietly had a nice night.
Yes. Deal out wide. Going to be picked up by Shar. Out of the shotgun, back to pass. Here comes the pressure. They've set up a screen, and it's a beauty, and they get it to Bailey, and Bailey is just trucking right on down the field and brought down inside the Liberty 30-yard line to about the 27. Big play, and the Liberty Eagle is slow to get up. That is Jaron Rutledge coming to the sideline. Boy, Liberty, these first 2 weeks, they've had a really hard time keeping their starters on the field.
Yeah, they set that screen up very well.
First and 10 at the Liberty 26-yard line for the Blackhawks of Adrian. Miller, he's going to keep it up the middle. Not much there. Liberty does a good job, again, coming through. Eli Moore's in on that. Also, Tyler Glasscock coming up on that D-line making the play. No gain, second and 10. Ten 17 on the clock here in the third. Blackhawks got the opening kick to start the second half. Out wide, it's Deal and Rousseau, or Deal and Ford, excuse me, 33 and 44. Two large individuals. Now you've got Rousseau out wide on the other side, and they're stacking their receivers. In the backfield, Hunter Bailey, Colton Miller, the quarterback, will work out of the shotgun, takes it, drops straight back. Here comes pressure, floating one up high, and it is, he caught it, but we have a penalty flag thrown.
And they call a touchdown.
Touchdown it is with the coverage. Kyle Roberts. So the Blackhawks go up 10 with the score on their first possession here in the second half, 24-14, 9:49 to go, and I believe we've got a Blackhawk cramping.
Well, that touchdown went to Russo, 26 yards.
I believe that's who's down. Send it to, well, I'm not sure what the flag, if it was pass interference or
I think
what.
It was.
But the catch was good for 6. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Liberty Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at Parts City Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local Parts City Auto Parts.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Parts City.
A lot has changed in 45 years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. If you need a place to store your things, Greg's has storage units. And if you need to haul stuff, they rent U-Haul too. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 45 years and counting.
For insurance coverage of your personal property, such as home and auto, or personal coverage with a Medicare supplemental insurance, stay in your hometown. Hometown Insurance in Mountain View writes for some of the nation's top providers, and they have over 80 years combined experience. You can't buy experience and knowledge, but you can use it to your advantage with a trip to see Matt Wilbanks and his staff at Hometown Insurance in Mountain View.
And welcome back, and I believe that is Russo that's down on the field for the Blackhawks, and now he's being helped up. And he is favoring, oh, and they're taking him straight to the locker room. Looks like his right leg, right?
Mm-hmm. It's number 5. That's the
quarterback. That's the quarterback? That's the quarterback if it's number 5.
Jeff Miller, I believe.
Yeah. So, I thought, nope, there's Russo. He's coming out on the field. Yeah, that is number 5, Colton Miller, the junior quarterback and defensive back. Again, Liberty in pretty good shape. Things were clicking, and then players start to go down, and players are having to be shuffled. But Liberty's still in this game. Down 10 right now, and, well, their quarterback is 4-4 deal. Takes the snap, direct snap, looks to carry it, and two-point conversion is good. He muscles himself in. And it's 26-14. Adrian goes up by 12. Now the Liberty Eagles, this possession right here is pretty important.
Yeah, we're going to have to get some offensive momentum back rolling here.
Well, it's been there. You know, I mean, it's been there, but the execution's not. So see if Liberty now can make some connections, and they got a big weapon that's not out on the field. That's Gavin Reese. You know, they were really, Gavin was getting involved with the jet sweeps. He was some targets downfield. Adrian was having to kind of account for that. That was starting to open up other players. See what adjustments Liberty can make here as they get ready for a kick return. Char and Rodriguez will be the returners. Pendergraf is the up man. And then now coming in, Melby, number 9, freshman. Liberty returners, Rodriguez and Char. They're at the 10-yard line. And it's a high-angling kick. Melby's going to take it. He gets the catch, looks to get outside, and he's going to be brought down shy of the 30 to about the 27-yard line. I like that better than not catching it and watching it.
Yeah.
First and 10, Liberty.
Well, I'm really liking this pass attack from Liberty. You know, the receiver's running little shorter routes across the field.
Look for them. See if Liberty maybe will use the middle of the field. If you're going to run, you know, Pruitt like that, that's going to open the middle. I mean, you can see it right now. See if the linebackers, if they're spying or coming after. It's open. There's a handoff and nothing there. Or actually, it's Pruitt with the carry. Loss on the play.
Yeah, they're spying on Pruitt right now.
Yeah. Somebody's going to have to step up and be an offensive threat for the Eagles. Rodriguez, the running back. Moore out wide to the near side. Char out wide to the far side. Deuces. Pruitt back to pass. Bounces outside. Oh, he's got all kinds of running room. He's going to get the first down, and Moore lowers his shoulder, delivers a punishing blow on the far side of the field, picks up the first down. Pruitt takes it across the Liberty 45 to the 47.
Yeah, 20 yards on that pickup. Wow, what a nice run to that right sideline.
14, who he took a shot. Carter unloaded on him. Eagles now in a little bit of a hurry up. Now they're going to hand it off, and ooh, gobbled up Rodriguez. Another player now down for the Blackhawks. You know, maybe let Rodriguez try to get him to the edge with a toss or a stretch play or something. Injured player for the Blackhawks, and we'll take a timeout. 8:46 here in the third, 26-14, Blackhawks. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
I'm Michelle Watson.
My name is Teresa Presley.
And we're from the Pregnancy Resource Center of West Plains.
We offer free services to families tackling situations involving pregnancy.
Our center is open Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., or see us by scheduling an appointment.
To contact us, to donate, or if you know someone who needs services, our phone number is 417-204-4407, or our website is prcofwestplains.org.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print.
Whether you're looking for insurance for your home, farm, personal property, toys, or even businesses, look no further than Able Insurance. They have over 30 years' experience specializing in business and over-the-road trucking insurance. So if you need it insured, we are Able. Able Insurance. Find out how Able can save you money. See them in Mountain View at 507 Elm Street or give them a call at 934-0128. Able to serve and able to save you money.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your friends and family if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time one of your referrals opens an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, Willow Springs, or Houston for more information. Find out for yourself why our customers leave as friends at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Second and 11. Eagles out of the shotgun. Pruitt rolling to the near side and breaks one tackle. Tries to elude another. Gets away. Now he's reversing his run and a flag thrown back at the 33-yard line. And that's not where you want to see a flag thrown. Personal foul. hit to the head, Liberty. I didn't see that, but so that's going to back the Eagles up even more.
Yeah, Liberty penalized four times. I did not see that. I was looking at the backfield.
I was looking too, and I don't know. He's... But that's a, that was the call the official made, and you'll hit blow to the head. So, second, and a long ways, ball is now at the Liberty 36-yard line. I do, yeah, 36-yard line. Second and long. Eagles out of the shotgun, put back to pass, and he's sacked. He just got blown up. Now Carter's slow to get up. Wyatt Honeycutt tried to get the seal block, but he just got blown up, and Carter got lit up. Now he's down on the field at the 30-yard line with 8:01 to go. So players are dropping like flies on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Carter took a shot below the knee as he was trying to make his move, had his foot planted.
Not like he's favoring his maybe an ankle. And, of course, with Gavin out, your quarterback will be Brandon Mays, I believe, correct?
Mays or the Melby boy.
Carter, he's favoring his right ankle as he hops to the sideline. 8:01 on the clock. He goes to the bench and they'll check him out from over there. And it's going to be third and 30 now for Liberty. Ball is, looks like they're going to have it spotted at the Liberty 30-yard line. To pick up the first down, Liberty needs to get it to the, well, they need to get it to about the, they get it across the 43-yard line. That'll move the chains, but, so who is it?
Looks like Rodriguez.
Eddie, Wildcat. And that's just what it is, and that was pretty easy to read, especially, you know, watching game film from last week. So it's fourth down. Now who you got to punt? So fourth and 27. The Eagles are going to have to punt it.
Mays. Mays is going to be your punter.
Starting to repeat last week. Mays backs up to the 18-yard line, gets the snap, and he's able to get it off end over end, and it's going to be picked up and downed right at the 37-yard line, first and 10 for the Blackhawks, 7:02 to go in the third.
We'll see what Adrian comes out with here with their quarterback going down.
Well, they've got the advantage of being up by 12, and I think it's just going to be, you know, deal. Number 44 is going to be the quarterback. He's going to run it, or he's going to hand it off to Bailey or hand it off to Ford. They're just going to play some power football. Liberty's filling the box up. That's what they're guessing, too. Deal takes it, gets to the outside, and gets it across the 45 to the 46. You go from a quarterback that's Colton Miller, that's what, 5'10", 140?
Yeah.
To 6'3", 210. Second and one, 9 yards on the carry for Deal. He'll work out of the shotgun. Bailey spots up to the left. They're going to toss it to him. He gets to the edge. Now he cuts it back. Well, he does a good job cutting it back to the middle of the field.
Brody Rutledge had good pursuit there. Was able to get him for a short game.
You know, a lot of teams, they want to string it out, and they'll give up that cut back alley. First down, first and 10, the ball will be at the 50-yard line.
Well, six first downs for the Blackhawks. Gill had his first carry there for 9 yards on that previous play.
Going to go trips to the far side. One receiver alone on the far side. Out of the shotgun. Deal takes the handoff, keeps it, and is hit right at the line of scrimmage. Actually, behind it, falls forward for no gain. And it'll bring up second and 10. As soon as we hear something on Carter Pruitt, we'll let you know. It looked like a right ankle. Second and 10, 5:22 to go. Again, formation will be trips to the near side. Bailey and Ford. Sideline pass, and that was incomplete, intended for Rousseau. It's going to bring up third and 10.
Boy, that was just an errant pass. Rousseau was wide open for that. Looked like a screen type of play.
Wide receiver screen.
Kind of a bubble there in the flat. And we also got a kid throwing the ball that hasn't thrown a ball all night. So
third and 10. Liberty defense needs to stop right here. Rousseau goes out wide to the far side, picked up by Roberts. And they're going to throw another inside pass, touchdown. Six more for the Blackhawks.
Rousseau again.
32-14. And, you know, you don't have Carter Pruitt out there. You don't have Reese and players moved around. There's people not fully understanding their responsibilities. There was a wide open Blackhawk sitting out there for an easy catch and scamper to the end zone.
Yeah, 50 yards for Rousseau. Four catches, 127 yards.
32-14. Bearcats, with a 2-point conversion. Jet sweep, looking to the edge, and Eli Moore makes the stop and denies the Bearcats the 2 points. 32-14, 4:57 to go into third. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Let's face it, most of us will have a time where we need some extra money. If that is you right now, gather your gold and silver jewelry and get to the Ozark Trading Post on Oak Street in Mountain View. Randy buys and loans on gold and silver, guns, and more. See Ozark Trading Post for a huge selection of musical instruments as well. And don't be surprised when a pick-in session breaks up. Get to Ozark Trading Post. You never know what you will find. Go Eagles!
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Find new roads today.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
32-14. It was 14-0, guys. And then it was 15-14. Adrian has scored 32 unanswered points on the Liberty Eagles at home. And they're set for a kickoff, high pooching kick. And it's going to be caught by Chris Schar, and Schar is going to be brought down to 35. First and 10 Liberty. So now is it going to be Rodriguez your quarterback or We got number nine in there, too.
Mr. Melby's in. And there's Rodriguez also.
Yeah.
Looks like Rodriguez taking a snap.
Now Liberty kind of shuffling around here. Melby comes to the trip side. He's the middle receiver. Rodriguez takes the snap, rolls here to the near side. Pressure zips one, and it's incomplete. Pass was intended for Melby.
Yeah, Melby was trying to make it to the left sideline. Had a few steps on that defender.
Second and 10. Clock stops with 4:46 to go. Same formation. Melby stays in the backfield with Rodriguez. Takes a snap, drops back, looking downfield. Chuckles one. And it's caught! Pendergraf hauls it in as Rodriguez tosses one out.
That's Carter.
Oh, was that Carter?
Yep.
Carter taped up, hobbling. There you go, Carter.
Well, that goes for 32 yards. Liberty first down, number 8.
Carter makes the big play. First and 10 for the Liberty Eagles. Fakes the handoff. Another quick pass. That was quick out. Incomplete. Probably Carter rolled that ankle pretty good. It'll swell up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It may be swelling up now, but it'll hurt after the game really bad.
Probably going to cause him to stay in the pocket.
Second and 10. Brutt takes the snap, drops back, pressure from the backside, and he's going to unload it, and it comes up short. As intended for
Shar.
Yeah, no, Shar's on the near side. It'd be number 1, Roberts. Not Roberts, neither.
No,
on the
Pendergraf.
Pendergraf.
Number 3.
Third and 10. Liberty's in 4-down territory. The ball's at the Blackhawks' 29-yard line. Truett awaits the snap, takes it. Here comes the pressure. Picked up. Looking downfield.
Got
He's got a target. Caught! Touchdown! Liberty! Truett zips one down the field to
Pendergraf,
and the Eagles needed that. Got 6 points, cuts it to 12. Eagles going to try and cut it to 10 right here with the two-point conversion.
Pretty ball.
Yeah.
That was a pretty ball.
Rodriguez in the backfield with Pruitt. Low snap. Picked up. Throwing it to the corner. It's broken up. And the two-point conversion is nullified. 32-20. Adrian Blackhawks with the lead. We'll take a timeout. Come back with the kickoff. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hey, high school students. Did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
And welcome back. 32-20. Adrian with the lead. Back to receive is Rousseau and Bailey. Two dangerous runners.
Got Shark kicking.
And it's a short kick, and it's going to be caught at the 49. So a short field for Blackhawks to work with.
Hey, that was a nice catch there by the big guy. Nice hands just to catch it and fall on it, because, boy, that could have bounced off and made a really good play for Liberty.
Well, that would have been interesting if Liberty could have come up with that and scored. First and 10 for the Blackhawks. Their quarterback has been knocked out of the game. So, Jackson Deal, senior, stepped in at quarterback. Direct snap, runs right up the middle, and brought down 1 yard gain. Who is that? Brody Rutledge.
Glasscock.
Glasscock. And
yeah, senior. Glasscock and Brody.
Gain of one. Second and 9. You know, if you're the Blackhawks right now, you're in no big hurry to run.
No.
To play, milk that clock. But the game clock is still running. The play clock has not started. They still got a full 40 seconds. So that'd allow them to even milk more off of it. Second and 9. Going to hand it off to the tailback, and he spins and is hit, and he's hit again, and he's hit again, and gains nothing. Good play by the Liberty defense.
Yeah, I think this defense has come to life, Gary. Last couple of plays, we're seeing some nice pursuit there on the inside.
Hats are flying.
Yeah. 2:51 to go in the third. Again, Adrian in no big hurry to snap the football. Third and 9.
They're about to run out of time. 5 seconds, 4.
So, that's a little, now they get the timeout off. So the clock will stop. Adrian timeout, 2:29 to go here in the third. They've got a 12-point lead on the Liberty Eagles, and when we come back, they're looking at 3rd and 9. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Nurse practitioner Adam Madison is proud to be the Liberty Eagles team provider. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Shannon County First Responders remind you that emergency responders in our communities are often volunteers who may be responding to emergencies in everything from ambulances and fire trucks to privately owned pickups and cars. Under Missouri law, these are all considered emergency vehicles if they are displaying red or blue flashing lights. If you see a vehicle with these lights, please pull over and allow us to pass as soon as it is safe to do so. We may be on our way to help someone you love.
And welcome back. 2:29 to go, 3rd and 9 for the Blackhawks. Motion, fakes the jet sweep, going to toss it to the outside. It's caught, and there's another touchdown for the Blackhawks. And Bailey. Hunter Bailey takes it in for 50 yards for the score. Little swing pass. Liberty really trying to bottle up the running game, and the edges are a little soft. Boy, those little swing passes are deadly.
Little play action in the backfield. Liberty bit on it. Just could not get a hand on him.
And that was actually a heck of a catch there by Bailey. Right on his fingertips. Got to kind of bobble it to bring it down. But, boy, he tore it off down that right sideline.
38-20, two-point conversion attempt for the Blackhawks. Back pass. Two-point conversion's good. Adrian has scored 40 points now and doubled up the Liberty Eagles. 2:18 to go in the third. We'll keep it right here. And again, next Friday night, conference play begins. Liberty will be on the road at Thayer. Not a lot of giddy up in the step in the boys in the blue over there. Still a lot of time, guys. A lot of time.
After we scored that touchdown on our last possession, it kind of put a bounce back in our steps there, and our defense started playing real well.
Yes, they did.
And yes,
it really helps when you've got Pendergraph, though, playing corner, because he's a physical corner, you know. And Liberty,
I think we just got so sucked in on the play action there that the swing pass was wide open.
Well, Liberty is just so, they get really little beyond their starters, and Roberts, one of the cornerbacks, and the other cornerback is Shar, and you know, they're going to give you everything they got, but up against Bailey, Bailey's going to win that battle more times than not. High kick, it's going to be out of bounds, so Liberty get pretty good field position. Out of that, no return. And they'll mark it at the 22. First and 10 for Liberty, down by 20. 2:18 to go here in the third. Good. Hobbling back out onto the field.
He looked good sitting in the pocket there that last series. So
taking a little bit off his passes, making it a little more catchable, you know. So it'll be first and 10 for Liberty at their own 35. But now if you're Adrian, now you kind of feel, you know, that Carter's probably not going to run the football. Run a tight formation. Fruit takes the snap, drops back, looking down. Oh, he's got another man. He's wide open. He's caught. Touchdown, Liberty! Just like that. That was the prettiest pass of the night, and Pendergraph gets another.
65 yards on the touchdown pass to Pendergraph, his fourth catch of the night.
And we're just trading blows here in this third.
And not much time ticked off the clock, so the Eagles will go for two and again try to get it back down to 12. You know, and you would, if you were Adrian, you'd think instead of having those spies, Carter's not going to run.
No. Man, he put that ball right on the money.
Oh, yeah, that was a tight spiral and right on the money. Two-point conversion attempt. Fruit flushed out of the pocket. Now he's looking for some running room. Dives, and it's good. Carter Fruit takes it in for two, and we're back to a 12-point ball game. 40-28, and not even 10 seconds has clicked off the clock.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little surprised, as you mentioned before, that now you can take those spies off the quarterback and
rush him,
concentrate on the receivers, but he was wide open. Nice pass also.
I mean, he ran a nice route. I mean, he got behind the defense
came back
and just came back towards the middle.
The open field, yeah.
He just Yep. Carter just put it right there in his hands.
Well, Carter read that well, that
he
route.
Did.
When that receiver cut in, Carter saw that before it happened and put it perfectly.
40-28, still there's a hill to be climbed for the Eagles.
Gotta have some defensive stops.
Yeah. Well, that's back-to-back scores for the Liberty Eagles.
And like you mentioned before, I thought our defense looked really good until that little wheel route.
Yep.
Burned us on the right sideline.
Eagles will spot it up to kick it off. We got another kicker this time. This is Mays. He's going to try this kick. And some new special teamers. And we're not very big, boys and girls. An angling kick.
Get it. Get down there.
And it's good kick. Good kick. It's going to be out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. No return. First and 10 for the Blackhawks.
That was number 4 for Liberty. Streaking that right sideline. And, oh boy, he had a play on the ball, possibly.
Yeah, I thought all we needed was the ball to take a bad bounce.
Yes. First and 10 from the 35.
Yeah, Eddie Rodriguez showing some speed on that kick.
Blackhawks quarterback is out. One of their linemen is also out. Deal was the quarterback. He's got Bailey spotted up beside him. Takes the snap, delayed handoff to the running back. There's a big hole. And finally, breaking another tackle, dragging more players near midfield. So Adrian with the ground game, chewing up time on the clock and picking up chunks of yards. How many yards now does Bailey have?
Has 146 yards on 12 carries.
What's that average out per carry?
I'm not good at math, Gary.
His total yards will be way up. I mean, he had a couple receptions. The one went for 50-plus down the sideline there.
First and 10 for the Blackhawks. Out of the shotgun, penalty flag thrown. Delay, nope, false start. Nope, delay a game. 5-yard penalty. That'll help.
I'm really not good at math when you put me on the spot. My mind is...
It's a little over 11.
That's too much.
It's too much. It is too much.
That's what you should have said. It's too much.
Well, you mentioned, Bailey had that 61-yard run for the touchdown in the second quarter.
First and 15, out of the shotgun. Deal rolls out, looking downfield, going to zip it, and it bounces off one receiver right into the hands of Ford, and that now is down into Liberty territory at the 35-yard line. The ball is bouncing in the direction of the Blackhawks.
That was like a busted hook and ladder.
First and 10, 4-down territory now for the Blackhawks as we approach 1 minute to go in the third. So I'm surprised that they're throwing the football, just chew the clock up, and another delay of game, no call. They get the handoff to Bailey, get it off just in time, and that's clock's going to continue to tick. I doubt we see another snap. No, they flag penalties thrown, so.
I actually thought it may have been.
The far judge over there, I think, threw the flag.
It looked like illegal motion to me on that receiver on the left side was moving before the ball was snapped. We'll see what they call.
Officials congregating together. 5-yard penalty. Backs it up to the 40.
still haven't seen what he's called.
To me, I think delay a game is what I see. Illegal shift.
Good catch. I saw that receiver way flanked down the left was moving before the ball was snapped.
So it's going to be first and 15, 29 seconds to go. The ball backed up to the Liberty 40-yard line now for the Blackhawks. They'll stay in the shotgun. Trips to the far side. Deal's going to roll. Looking downfield. It's going to be picked off by Shar. Shar gets to the sideline and is slung down.
It's Melby.
At the 40. Oh, Melby. And slung down at the 45. So Liberty gets their first takeaway. First and 10.
So finally, Liberty catches a break on a ball popped up in the air.
I didn't ever see who got their hand on it, but it went straight up in the air. Melby run right underneath.
I think it was Brody. Hear it over here. Rutledge got it.
Very well could have. It was one of the interior defensive guys there.
Yeah, they were trying to hit Russo, number 34, across the middle
on that slant again.
First and 10 for the Eagles. The ball is at their own 45-yard line. There's just 19 seconds to go here in the third. Eagles are down by 12. Trips to the near side. Pruitt has Rodriguez in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Looks to the middle. You had Shar and Moore kind of
some miscommunication
there. Yeah, it looked like actually Eli Moore may have been held by that outside linebacker.
It looked like it. Mm-hmm. He was trying to get to the inside.
Second and 10 now for Liberty. 16 seconds to go in the third. Eagles work out of the gun. Snap taken. There's a handoff. Oh, there's some running room, a little bit, but then there's just a whole bunch of jerseys, blue and white. Not much room there, but a short gain. Forward progress will give Liberty a couple, and that's going to be the end of the third. 1 yard. It'll bring up third and 9 when we come back to start the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hi, this is Teresa Gelkin at USA Mortgage in Mountain View. It's no secret that interest rates are high, but still not as high as most credit cards. Why not use the equity in your home for those home improvements, unexpected expenses, or to consolidate your debt? Give me a call and see all of the options we have to offer. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. Company NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Summer isn't over yet, and there's still time for adventure. Whether you need navigation, all-wheel drive, towing capability, or third-row seating, Bailey Chevrolet GMC has the SUV to get you there.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come test drive the sport utility for your next adventure today. Find new roads.
Go 4693111. Bailey team is gonna get it done.
Ava. Hey, welcome back. 40-28. Adrian leading Mountain View Birchtree. As we get ready for the fourth, Liberty's looking at third and 9. Ball is at the tip of the football is at the 46-yard line. Liberty now looking at your radio dial left to right. Liberty's working to the right or to the north end zone. Eagles are going to go empty. So will the Blackhawks just come right after Carter? He's wounded.
It kind of looks like they're more of a prevent type package right now.
Pruitt takes the snap, drops back. And there's a receiver. Oh, he was there. It was in his hands. He had it and could not hang on to it. Eli Moore was right there, and Carter put it right where it needed to be, but another drop pass. And Carter's kind of complaining a little bit of maybe roughing the passer.
Got to have those.
Well, that's, what, the third or fourth
yeah.
one tonight? That Carter's put it on the money.
He's put some good balls in there.
So, timeout called by Liberty. As you, they're going to go for it on fourth and nine from their own 46. They need to get it. They get it to the 45 of Adrian. We're cooking again. Liberty right now kind of one-dimensional, not really a threat to run the football.
Receivers are running really good routes right now. That was an excellent route Eli ran right there. Just couldn't hold on to it. But, you know, the two previous possessions that we've had, Pentagraph run two beautiful routes, and
yeah.
Carter's put balls right in the pocket.
Yeah, Pentagraph, nice night receiving, 153 yards on four catches. Boy, he had that 65 yard catch for the touchdown, and he had a 29 yard pass to the touchdown.
Big play right here. So, what's it going to be? They're going to punt. They're going to go for it. What would you do? You got 11:51. Looks like they're going to go for it. Fourth and nine. 11:51. Waits for the snap. Rolls to the far side, looking downfield in the middle
Ooh.
Of the field. I'm not sure who. Looks like he was wanting to get it to Pendergraph, but Pendergraph had three players on him. It came up well short. Really, there was only two receivers downfield, Moore and Pendergraph. So Liberty will turn it over on downs. First and 10. Well, the Blackhawks, and they will start this drive in Liberty territory at the 46. But the Blackhawks have a young man by the name of Hunter Bailey, and he wears the number 42, or 22. Jackson Deal, the quarterback now for the Blackhawks, out of the shotgun, trips to the far side. There's motion. That's a false start. Give me 5 yards the other way. Thank you very much. But you said it was on go. You said go. We went.
I said no. No.
The center looks at him and goes, oh, is that what it was on? Because everybody left but the center. That'd make a great commercial. You know, the Snickers want to get away.
Yep.
Have a center, you know. Super Bowl. Down, set, go. Everybody goes. The center does not snap the ball. First and 15 now. Ball is at the 49 of the Blackhawks. And here's a run by Deal. Tripped up by Shar, and then forced out of bounds by Moore.
Boy, that offensive line, that whole offensive set, they strung it out very nice, and he had a nice lane to turn the corner there.
Yeah, he picked up about nine. It's going to bring up second and a short six. Ball was at the 41 of Liberty. Shotgun, motion, again, Deal right up the middle, tackle, and that is 56 with that stop. Nice job. Wyatt Honeycutt makes, there you go, Wyatt. Wrap him up and hold on for dear life.
That's right.
But it is a first down. First and 10 from the Liberty 35 for the Blackhawks. Four down territory. They'll stay in the shotgun. Motion. Now they'll hand it off to their tailback. Tripped up. Not much there. Again,
Jaron Rutledge.
Jaron Rutledge, 53 with the stop. Gain of 1, 2nd and 9.
Yeah, I got to slow down Bailey. Wow, 148 yards on 14 carries.
Well, their offense has moved rather well with Deal. You know, he's, I mean, he's, you can, his helmet over the top of everyone.
They haven't really lost a step since he took over the quarterback.
More physical style. Another snap, another run by Deal. Looks to get to the edge. Now he cuts it back and is going to be wrestled down just inside the 30 to the 29. And now that is Rodriguez down for Liberty and slow to get up. So another injured player. And again, Liberty, just the depth. This is as, it's as thin as it could, you could imagine going into the season. And now it's far thinner. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back. It appears Eddie Rodriguez is cramping a little bit, so he comes to the sideline. Liberty will shuffle in another Monday nighter. Third and four. But again, we're down territory. Blackhawks don't need it all right here. Motion. Deal takes it, fakes the handoff, little swing pass again to Bailey. Bailey gets outside and forced out of bounds by Moore, but Bailey will pick up the first down. That would be, you know, Liberty incorporate something like that, you know, take a little pressure off of Carter just because, you know, Bailey, he's just running up like he's going to pick up a blitzer. There's nobody there. Then he just kind of floats outside. First and 10 for the Blackhawks at the 20-yard line. Back to pass. Look in the middle of the field. It's picked off. Liberty needed that. Shar catches it and returns it to the 27. And, oh, my goodness, that was a horrible play call by the Adrian Blackhawks.
Shar read that and just said on it.
Oh, yeah. Why are you throwing it? You know, I mean, you can just run it and run it and run it. Liberty's injured. You know, if you turn it over on downs, you're going to be inside the 20. But thank you very much throwing it. So Liberty comes up with their second takeaway. Now on offense, first and 10 from the 27, put back to pass, flushed out of the pocket, looks into the middle of the field, and it's tipped as Kyle Roberts was sitting there. Got a piece of it. Ashton Lackerman.
Yeah, Liberty had the open receiver, number one.
Sure enough. That's a football name. Wackerman with the whack. 9:43 to go in regulation. Second and 10. Pruitt takes the snap. In the pocket, looking downfield, throws one deep, and it's caught! First and 10, Liberty.
Chris Shar
with a big catch, and he hauls it in at the 28-yard line. So Eagles, they need a score right. If they can get a score right here, they're down by 12.
46 yards on that reception by Shar. Four catches. He has 68 on the night.
Pruitt takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, floats it to the right side, overshoots intended receiver Kyle Roberts.
It's a good check down.
Yeah.
Good check down.
Well, I think he was going deep.
They had help over the top on the deep route on both sides. It was a good check down there.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, again, right now Liberty's no threat to run. And, boy, if Liberty had any... They're begging Liberty to run the football.
Yeah, there's nobody in the box.
No, nobody. Pruitt, again, drops back to pass. Looking to the middle, in and out of the hands again. That's Pendergraft. Couldn't hang on to that one. Brings up third and 10. Do we have a penalty? Chop block. Liberty. 10-yard penalty. Going to replay the down, or are they just because there was... See what they do here. Well, they're going to step it off.
I should replay it.
So it'll be second and, what, 18?
Yeah, it must have been a chop block on the right side of the offensive line.
15 yards.
15-yarder.
Wow.
Third down.
Okay. No, it's second down.
Replay. Okay, now he's holding up two.
Yeah, second down. So, ball now backed up to the 43. Liberty takes the snap. Pruitt looking downfield. And nobody home. There's just a lot of white jerseys in the secondary. Liberty needs to find. They need a running back. They need a running back. Carter's kind of been the running back, quarterback.
I'm going to say, if you have they've got the Melby kid back there blocking, and if he can see the offensive line's got the three down linemen that they've got, just kind of release into the second level there and just sit down.
Eagles out of the gun. Pruitt rolls out. There's pressure from the backside. Throw. Oh. Incomplete. Fourth and 25 now. You got more defensive players in the secondary than you got wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You got three players in the box. Well, four. You got the three down linemen, one linebacker. So seven defense. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And then there's one linebacker. Yes. So seven defensive backs. Timeout. Water break. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car.
It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Ask Shelter agent Andrea McNew in Mountain View about Shelter's competitive auto insurance rates.
For the past 10 years, the Anchor has been there ready to serve you no matter the day or time. Stop by Mountain View's only locally owned convenience store, The Anchor, to fuel up your vehicle, then go inside and grab some food to fuel yourself. Whether you're headed to the game, headed home from the game, headed to work, or heading to the woods or the river, stop by The Anchor, the only locally owned convenience store in town. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's The Anchor.
Welcome back. And you know, all right, here it is. This would be, because you could get numbers really quick. Little screen. Right, middle screen. Let those D linemen come through. Bait that middle linebacker to come in, or is he going to stay home? He's staying home. Pruitt's back to pass. All kinds of time. Throws it to the right side, but there's just nothing there. They're going to give you that all day, and Liberty will turn it over on downs. They come up empty. 8:46 to go. 40-28. Has Liberty ran the ball?
I think they had one run.
And here in the second half?
Looks like Moore's down on the sideline after that.
Yep.
Hit over there.
Another injured player for Liberty. Just not many arrows in the quiver for Liberty. And, you know, if there's only four players in the box, well, you've got five offensive linemen. But right now, Liberty just, they don't have anyone that can ring that bell. Tyler, go down and suit up. Call Billy Randolph. I got his number. Call Billy. Billy will do it. But 8:46, and we had some final scores, too. It was Willow really struggled tonight. Marionville was just all over them. 70-6 is that final score. Hmm. Houston picked up a win tonight, 55-6. Was they playing Fayette? Cabool was winning. Ava was cruising to a victory.
Looked like Mountain Grove won 28-8.
Thayer was trailing Salem, Arkansas. And it's 40-28 here. Adrian. Liberty led, but things started great. But then again, we started to have losing players, and it changed the whole picture. Things changed. Fewer targets offensively. So, still time on the clock. 8:46 is what we've got. College football tomorrow. Any good games on? There's one really good one.
It's LSU.
LSU and Florida State. That ought to be a dandy. Again, Mizzou picked up a win last night. Of course, they were playing North Dakota out of the Missouri Valley. I thought Brady Cook looked really good. Out of the shotgun, they're going to hand it off to the tailback, and he stays on his feet, moves the pile to the 45, and Hunter Bailey picks up a big chunk, picks up 8, 2nd and 2, and the clock continues to tick. I bet the Adrian coach said, you know what, we're going to throw it again tonight.
Yeah, Bailey's been the story of this Adrian offense, 156 yards on 15 carries.
A little over 10 yards carry. Second and 2. From the 45. Another handoff to Bailey. Big hole opens, and he runs low to the ground, and he gets it across midfield to the Liberty 44.
Adrian, 12 first downs.
Wackerman with a whack out there to lead the way. .743 and clicking. Deal out of the shotgun. Hands it off again, and there's a big hole, bounces it, and stiff arm thrown, stays on his feet, finally wrestled down at the 21. Or tried to make the stop, but he's given up probably 80 pounds.
Yeah, there's a 22-yard run by Bailey. I mean, he's had an incredible night, 189 yards.
That's not even counting what he's had through the air.
Yeah, it's just on the ground.
He's also had 92 yards through the air.
Big, big night for the senior running back, Hunter Bailey. First and 10 for Blackhawks at the Liberty 21. They'll feed it to him again. Cuts it back and is brought down at the 13-yard line. Brody Rutledge in on that tackle. Also, number 9 for Liberty, Medley. Or is it Melby? It's Melby, right?
Melby.
Melby. Ball is at the Liberty 13. If they get it to just to the 11, they're going to pick up the first down, just across the 11-yard line. Deal takes the snap. He's going to keep it, and he's going to take it inside the 10, down at about the 6, first and goal for the Blackhawks.
Jaron Rutledge tripped him up, and Big Brother finished it off.
First and goal from the 7. 6 minutes to go. 12-point ball game. 40-28. Adrian Blackhawks. Pips to the far side. Russo all alone to the near side. And again, it's a quarterback keeper and Brody Rutledge making the tackle on Jackson Deal, number 44. He gets it inside the 5, and it'll bring up second and goal.
This offense of the Blackhawks have stacked up 501 yards total offense.
Too much. Got to work on depth, got to create depth, got to get kids up to speed. And it's just hard to do. Second and goal. They'll get it to Bailey, who punches it in from 4 yards out for 6 more. 46-28. Liberty Eagles are going to fall to 0-2. A little trivia, when was the last time the Liberty Eagles started a football season 0-2? 2-point conversion. Deal will stay in the shotgun. And he'll hand it to Bailey. And Bailey is denied. 5 minutes to go. We'll take a timeout, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Hey, Eagles fans, after the game, stay tuned for the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew. That'll be your opportunity to call in, talk about the game, and hand out game balls to those deserving players. It's the Locker Room Show every Friday night after Liberty Eagles football right here on the Fox 96.9. Look forward to hearing from you. 257-0369, 257-0-FOX is the number. Get those game balls ready. We'll talk to you soon.
5 minutes to go, and the Blackhawks are going to kick it away to the Liberty Eagles. We got a new returner out here. I think that's Char. Yeah.
Yep,
that's Char Rodriguez. Ball spotted up in the middle of the 40-yard line. And a line drive kick. It's going to be picked up by Char at the 17-yard line. Char gets to the outside now. Almost got to daylight, but is tripped up and brought down at the Liberty 42-yard line. Boy, he needed one more step.
Just got shoestringed.
Yeah, that was a terrific run by Char. You notice he was taking his time.
As he was running to the left, and all of a sudden he saw the seam open, and he put some speed on. First and 10 for the Eagles. Rodriguez in the tailback. Threw it out of the shotgun. 2x2 with 4:52 to go. Threw it, drops back. Looks for Pendergraft. Boy, he had more wide open in the middle of the field. They're really working from hash to sideline. Mm-hmm. They're really guarding that hash to sideline. Between the hashes in the middle of the field, Liberty, that may be where they're going to have to attack, because there's a lot of defensive backs. There's a handoff to Rodriguez. A nice job by Eddie. He's going to pick up
About five.
I mean, they're giving Liberty that. Third and five. 4:25 to go. 2x2 package. Threw it back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket to the near side, looking downfield, and he finds Moore. But again, a good job by Jackson Deal, 44. He just did not let Moore get behind him.
Nope.
Brings it up fourth and 2. Ball is at the 50-yard line on the near hash.
My son listening in from Mountain Home, Arkansas, by the way.
All right.
Making fun of my math skills.
Out of the gun. They're going to hand it off to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, that should be enough.
He's short. They're marking him short.
Because the flip, you know. Yeah, let's see. Nope, he's going to be short. So it'll be Blackhawks football with 3:22 to go.
Got a message from my cousin Michael Triplett listening from Houston, Texas.
All right.
Mikey. Good dude. I don't know. It'll catch on. There'll be a few folks out there listening. We do appreciate that very much. A lot of Liberty alum out there. 3:22 to go. Blackhawks. Direct snap, and it's going to be Deal taking it off the right side. He'll bring it down to the Liberty 45-yard line, and a gain of 6, second and 2. Glasscock comes in on the tackle.
I think me and my buddy James need to have a little talk.
I got to straighten him out. 2:40 to go. Clock is ticking. Second and four for Adrian. And again, direct snap and right off the right side. But good job. That Liberty D line is fighting. Brody Rutledge coming in. Also, again, boy, we've mentioned his name a lot tonight. Tyler Glasscock has been on several plays. He's playing that D line tackle position.
Yeah, he's been in on a lot of plays.
He has. He has been in a bunch. Third and three. Deal awaits the snap. This time they'll hand it to Bailey, and Bailey finds a seam, gets to the edge. He's gone. Touchdown for the Blackhawks. Another one for Hunter Bailey. But we have a penalty flag right here. See what that may be. Holding. It's coming back. It's coming back. Holding against the Blackhawks. You know, Liberty size. You think of, you know, tackling, breaking down, getting in front of them, driving them at the hips. But, you know, if you're giving up 70, 80 pounds, that's quite the ask, isn't it?
It is. It is.
So Bailey gets credit for a 6-yard gain. First down, number 15 for the Blackhawks.
Ball is spotted at the Liberty 37-yard line, and we're under 2 minutes to go. So,
uh-oh.
Well, it just went dark. Somebody
turned out the lights are programmed to go off at 10 o'clock.
Let's see, what was that? Turn out the lights.
The party's over.
Yep. So it is dark. Oh, the football field lights are on a timer. And so what time is it?
10 o'clock.
Is it really?
It just turned 10 o'clock and the lights went off.
Well, we need to work on that. So. They'll come on here sometime.
Well, that could have been an issue. The play was in motion.
Yeah.
Those lights go off. How do you call that?
You take the football away and you run down
the ground. So, yeah, scored. Somebody just scored.
Liberty scores. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a timeout while we're here in the dark, and we'll come back with 1 minute, 40 seconds remaining in this football game. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Find new roads today.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
If you're a small business owner in Southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
And welcome back. The lights have come on, and the Adrian Blackhawks are in their victory formation. Take a snap and take a knee. We'll let the time tick off. So we're kind of, wrapping things up here. big night offensively for Adrian, but mostly, again, once Liberty started getting bung up, chipped up, players coming out, moving players around, trying to find that blend, that mix that can keep the Eagles in the football game, and they've not quite yet been able to quite figure that out, and Adrian was able to find the holes and make them pay in a big night for Hunter Bailey, which was, you know, he was their weapon, 22, the senior running back, with a big, big night, and Adrian's quarterback, he's went out, and their offensive lineman went out, but Adrian had enough of a running game with Deal and Ford and Bailey that Liberty just could not, they couldn't stop them. 46-28, your final score, and the Liberty Eagles start the 23 season and the first year of new head coach, Coach Ackland here, starting out 0-2, but a better football team. Again, that first half was, Liberty was looking good.
Yeah, I mean, that first quarter,
defensively, they were stymieing them, and offensively, they were moving it. But again, Liberty is just so thin that there's not much depth. But looking at this in another light, you know, what they are getting, they're getting some kids' experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they're going to be better for it. It's just, it's going to be,
it sucks right
now. It's rough right now.
All right, hey, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and Dave Quinn will go through game stats. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.